I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, Canadian officials said they foiled a pressure cooker bomb plot that was much like Boston's. On Monday, two suspects were arrested, allegedly planning to attack on that day, which is Canada Day. And Boston bomb suspect Johar Tsarnaev reportedly told investigators that he and his brother had considered committing their attack during Boston's 4th of July celebration. So security will be extraordinarily tight here in Boston. Backpacks and coolers on wheels will be banned. Thousands will go through security checks. And there will be new vigilance around the country, with national security officials issuing a bulletin calling for increased scrutiny. So let's check in Philadelphia ahead of their annual Welcome America celebrations. This is a city known for big bashes, and Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter joins us. Welcome, Mr. Mayor, and tell us, how did events in Boston maybe affect your preparations in Philadelphia?
Well, first, our thoughts and prayers and hope and concern is still with the people of Boston, an incredible tragedy that really gripped the entire nation. Our own Broad Street run was 2 weeks after the Boston Marathon, and certainly we looked at many of the things that happened in Boston and clearly upgraded our security. Fortunately, things went very, very well. When you're talking about Wild Welcome America and our entire 4th of July celebration, one, it's about a week-long series of activities, a lot of public events, thousands and thousands of people out. So we have always taken this very seriously. We work with a variety of local, state, and federal partners in this work. Police Commissioner Ramsey and his team, our Office of Emergency Management, Sam Phillips and her team, everyone coordinated in their efforts, again, so we can have as many eyes and ears out there as possible. We want everyone to have a good time. We want everyone to be safe, but we don't take any chances, and we're very serious about security.
You have some extraordinary events. You have your party on the parkway, on the Ben Franklin Parkway. You have the Made in America. How are you going to top last year's Made in America concert? That was a Jay-Z concert.
Yes. Well, Jay is quite the curator, and he's put together another fantastic lineup. That's for Labor Day weekend. Before that, though, of course, is our Party on the Parkway, the 4th of July Jam. That's headlined by Philly's own The Roots. Kevin Hart, who's also a hometown Philly guy, is our MC. Jill Scott will be there. John Mayer will be there. Neo will be there, and a bunch of other artists, and actually some special guests. So, you know, it's the largest free outdoor concert in America. You know, every year it somehow seems to top the previous year. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time out there.
What's specifically Philly on the 4th? I mean, we know it's the country's first capital, the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So what's only in Philly?
The Liberty Bell. That's your Ross house. It's the most historic square mile in the United States of America. It is where freedom, liberty, and democracy were born. You walk the same streets that the people who created the country walked 200-plus years ago. And we're just a lot of fun. You know, we know how to do it.
Well, we understand you're going to have a tapping of the Liberty Bell by the descendants of the signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, on Thursday. This is a ceremony that we've had for a long, long period of time, and there are hundreds and hundreds of people literally standing in line wrapped around the corner waiting for their opportunity to see possibly the most iconic symbol of freedom anywhere in the world, and that's, of course, the Liberty Bell. And we have this bell tapping, not only quite symbolic, but also very, very powerful when you think about the American story.
Well, make sure they tap carefully, gently.
Very careful.
It already has a crack.
Yeah, it's already cracked one or two times, so now they're very careful. It's just a very gentle touch.
That's Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter. I have a safe and wonderful 4th, Mr. Mayor.
You do the same, and happy 4th of July to everyone.
Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, that surprise decision on one aspect of the health care law, the requirement that businesses with over 50 employees provide insurance. That's in 1 minute, here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.